Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me today is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. I understand you recently attended a, was it a convention or some kind of a get-together with the USDA?
It was a conference. Okay. The USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture, has a Division of Rural Development. They have, it's the part of the USDA that deals with everything rural that doesn't have to do with agriculture.
Okay.
So we're talking business development and energy development and all of those other things. And every state has a rural development office with a rural development director. And it's a fairly big presence in rural America. They control a lot of the major grants for things like water treatment sites and infrastructure, things like that, broadband and whatnot. And so it's a pretty big presence. And, you know, with the new administration, the USDA has a new mission, and rural development is no exception.
Okay.
And so their big new mission now is to develop strategies that lead to solutions. But the key thing is they don't want these strategies to be generated internally by the folks that work there. They want to go out to the people who are actually in the trenches working with the issues that the U.S., you know, that USDA Rural Development is supposed to be helping with. And so they wanted feedback from us.
So basically, are they going to go to the people who are, like, running the water treatment facilities, the people who are, you know, involved in the development of rural broadband and those kinds of things and say, what do you need?
Not so much what do you need, but what do you need and what needs to be done about it?
Right. Okay.
You know, how are we going to do it?
So it's a prioritizing as well?
Well, pretty much they came down with a directive saying that we want to know what the problems are and we want to know how you think they should be solved and how you're going to help solve them. So they want this, you know, they're talking about this being more like a partnership. And so these particular conferences were working with the Partners for Rural America, and most, just about every state has some kind of a partners organization. And they are divided into four divisions. There's the Northeast, the South, the Midwest, and the West. And they had a conference in each one of these. And we were invited to the Midwest one in Madison last week. And we had some outstanding speakers. And then we came up with our wish list of what we wanted to be done and how it was going to happen, and everybody seemed very pleased with the results. Their concentration is going to be in four areas: small business and entrepreneurship development, broadband, renewable energy, and local foods and tourism.
Interesting.
And so this is everybody divided up based on their interests and came up with solutions that are going directly to the top in USD Rural Development, so it'll be kind of exciting to see what comes of it.
Well, I think that was a worthwhile adventure then.
It certainly was for us.
Well, thank you, Marnie, for getting us up to speed on that conference, and I think we've run out of time. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.